because of the holiday last week, the Alaska Day holiday. Was that last week? I believe so. That interrupted the Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center slot, and so we have invited them in this morning. And we have folks here from the foundation, Chelsea Goucher, Catherine Tatsuda, and Bette Jacobek. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So first off, I know you have an event coming up, but tell us a little bit about the Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center Foundation, what it's up to, and what you're raising money for this time.
Well, the foundation, the sole mission for the foundation is to raise money for what our hospital here in Ketchikan needs. And there's a lot of things that fee-for-service does not cover, that charitable giving, whether it's by grants or by corporate donations or individual donations, makes up the difference. So things that we wouldn't have if we were just charging people. So there's also a large amount of folks that receive support through the Bridge Program and through charitable write-offs for the hospital. So big part of what we do is being able to provide support to anyone who needs care here in Ketchikan. So.
Okay, and is there a particular, sometimes I know there's a particular piece of equipment or something that you're working on. Is there something right now? I see nodding heads.
Well, I guess I'll answer that one too. So women's health is actually the focus for this month. It's breast cancer awareness. And one of the things that I think it was maybe one of the first projects the foundation did was to build the women's diagnostic imaging suite up at the hospital. And it's a very nice, comfortable place to, and it's not just for women, men too, also are screened for breast cancers, but it's a respectful place to be, able to wait and be able to be treated. And, so I appreciated the work of, I think Angela Salazar was the lead on that. She had a big team of folks that was working with her. But we need an upgrade for some of the equipment and for the technology, and what we're hoping for is to start building a pool of monies that we can use for one thing. In speaking with Dr. Ketchum yesterday, that we're hoping to have is 3D mammography, and that's something that we don't have here in Ketchikan. And in having the conversation with him yesterday, he said that he spoke with a gentleman that comes and does the repairs for our digital mammography here and throughout the state. And it appears that we are kind of the outlier. We're probably one of the only hospitals, definitely one of the only large hospitals in the state that doesn't have that capability. So it's something that we know we need, and the money's from the Enchanted Forest will help us get there.
And who is Dr. Ketchum?
Dr. Ketchum is our radiologist. We're very fortunate to have him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And Catherine Tatsuda, Chelsea Goucher, I'm guessing you are part of the committee helping to put this together?
Yes. I'm on the foundation board, and I kind of ended up as the liaison for this event because I love this event, and it's been with me since my days at the chamber. So
yes.
The chamber used to put on this event, and it was kind of decided between the chamber board and the foundation board that this just worked well for the foundation, and they were able to kind of spruce it up and step it up a notch. It's a very glamorous event. The first one the foundation put on was last year, and it was incredible, and Bette pulled it off in about less than 2 months. So this year we have a little bit more,
more lead time
and more planning going into it. So I'm super excited about it, and it's just been fun to work on it with the foundation. And
The Enchanted Forest is, it's December 2nd, Saturday, December 2nd, and it really is like the kickoff holiday party for the season. Yeah, it's very fun. It's very, it's kind of glamorous. It's, it's that thing where you can just get all dressed up and have a really fun night out.
And where is it taking place?
It's at this
go ahead.
Ted Ferry Civic Center, and the doors open at 5 p.m. with appetizers and cocktails, and there's a viewing because, of course, we're having the Christmas tree auction.
And when it first started, or at least when I first remember it, it was always a Christmas tree auction, but I don't recall dinner. Was that an add-on? to have like dinners? And
that's been an add-on that's kind of grown over the years mm-hmm. and changed. And now it's a very fancy,
it's
multi-course
a very fancy,
meal.
Yeah,
it's a four-course meal. Where it's being catered this year by The Landing. And it's going to be featuring a split plate of beef Wellington and a shrimp skewer. Say that three times fast.
Yeah.
And but it also is accompanied by salad and a soup, past appetizers, and it's just a beautiful meal. So there'll be a selection of wine on all the tables as well, and you can purchase one of the signature cocktails, which are.
The Christmas Miracle or the Kiss Me Santa. So they're fun names.
They are fun names.
And are these something someone made up or they're actually something out there and someone found them?
They're designer cocktails suggested by The Landing bartenders.
Okay. And tell her about the dessert.
Oh, well, there will be a dessert dash. And so there are 25 beautiful desserts prepared. Each table has an opportunity to bid for first dibs on the dessert. And so whichever table bids the highest gets the first choice. The MC, that would be Catherine,
yes.
will be excusing the first place winner to run and pick up their dessert. 15 seconds behind will be the second table, the mm-hmm. highest bidder. So it's pretty crazy. The desserts are beautiful. They'll be available for viewing beforehand so you can pick your first, second, third, fourth choices, and hopefully your table will bid high so you have a good opportunity to get the one that you want. So,
and make sure you have a designated runner.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
And someone with
running
fast.
Shoes.
Yeah. Very yeah. fast. And the ability to discern quickly which is the best choice.
Which one is the best choice.
Yeah. 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 So it was a very successful fundraiser last year, and it was really fun. So you'll be then dining. There's enough dessert of that selection to serve your table. Then the live auction will begin, and it'll be 15 trees mm-hmm. That are sponsored by local businesses and individuals. They'll be beautifully designed. Every tree has a minimum value of $500. Some are a lot more. So Chelsea's been hard working at gathering those.
Yes. Yeah, it's always fun and it's a challenge, but a lot of businesses get really into it
oh,
and
yeah.
really enjoy decorating the trees. I know Catherine Tatsuda's IGA is going to be doing a tree.
We will be doing a tree.
Alaska yeah. Marine Lines.
In Alaska Marine Lines, yes. I should mention that
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it's so fun. In years past, we've had, you know, great all sorts of businesses from mm-hmm. like Walmart and I think Madison and Napa have done
yep.
trees. And
the Visitors Bureau last year did a fabulous tree.
Beautiful yeah. tree.
The
beautiful
Arts tree. Council mm-hmm. has done trees and it's just yeah. phenomenal. Not only do they put, you know, they put goods on the trees or underneath the trees, but they decorate them as well. Mm-hmm. And they're just stunning. Yeah.
And are they're generally live trees or they're all live trees?
They're all noble fir trees and they're 8 to 10 feet tall. They'll be delivered to your home or business on Sunday afternoon. So after you've purchased it. So we also have 25 designer wreaths. Folks are designing these beautiful wreaths. They will be for silent auction. And Maggie Freitag is coordinating a gingerbread home competition that will be actually featured at the Art Walk down at the museum on Friday, the day before the Enchanted Forest. And people can vote on their favorite gingerbread house. And there'll be, excuse me, I think there's going to be youth entries as well as adult, and I think group as well. Everyone wins a prize. But then those gingerbread houses will be moved up to the Enchanted Forest and be available for bid. So you'll have a chance to see them and then bid on them.
Okay, and tickets are available now, I take it?
They are.
So is there a deadline, a cutoff? Can you get tickets at the door or you need to get them in advance?
You really need to get them in advance. They'll probably be sold out by the event. Tickets are, they are not inexpensive. They're $75 a piece. A table of 10 is for $700 and a table of 8 $550. So it's a little bit of a price cut there. And we're really encouraging small businesses, small staffs, work groups, groups of friends to really think about using this as their holiday party, their gathering. So it's an opportunity to support the hospital and actually the equipment that we need. but it's also, I promise you, a beautiful event.
It's a very beautiful event. And the Rain City Band is playing after dinner, after the auction.
Yes.
So they'll be dancing to
fabulous.
Live
seven-piece band.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you think about the beautiful meal, all the different opportunities to bid on things at all different price points, from the trees all the way to the gingerbread houses.
And the trips.
And the
we haven't even talked about
the trips
yet.
It's a very worthwhile event. And for the price, too, knowing that it's going to a good cause, and for women's health, which is such an important thing to all of us, to the entire population, I really encourage you
to
get your ticket and come.
Yes.
It's fun.
It's very fun.
And if people want to get tickets, how do they get those?
Well, you can go to peacehealth.org/enchanted.
Or you can call the office at 228-8300. Extension 7383, or you can stop by the foundation office, which is at the bottom of Carlana on the left-hand side. It's right in that little parking lot with a little gray house. And so stop in there. We'd be happy to get you tickets.
Okay, and we just have about a minute left. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to add that we have some really fun trips up for bid this time, too. We have a trip, a huge gala trip to Mardi Gras, the opportunity to bid on a Mediterranean cruise. You can go to any regular season sports game. That includes baseball, PGA, basketball,
hockey.
We're also going to have a trip to the Grammys up for bid.
Grammy Gold with an after party.
Mm-hmm. And also there's going to be a trip to Belize for a whole week for five-room villa
and up that houses 10 people.
Yes.
Which again
and
is super reasonable if you pitch in with your friends.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's going to be a trip to the Super Bowl with special tickets, high-tier tickets,
and a
tailgate party with real live NFL players.
And you could go this year or next year.
Absolutely, yes. So some really exciting opportunities that I've never knew that I could have an opportunity to go to the Grammys or the Super Bowl.
It's very unique items to have at an auction in Ketchikan.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, we all have a tendency to want to get off the rock.
Yep, and do something really amazing.
While supporting a good cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have amazing life experiences and support our local healthcare.